a lot of people neglect them and let them freeze and bust, and they have trouble. Now, it gets down to 10, 15 below zero here sometimes. Mm-hmm. Then things is going to freeze, and freeze pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But now, people that's got new houses, like modern houses, like son-in-laws here and them, where your kitchen, you go out to heat, just the kitchen the next door there, you see. And their houses is tighter and all, and they've got their enclosure in a well. And the well's out here, you know, and they run it right out of the ground and right in up through there, and then they don't have too much trouble, them kind of people do. But our big trouble is from in yonder to see all that water come from the same direction,
uh-huh.
from there to the bathroom. And this, of course, we can put a heater in here. The bathroom won't freeze, but that heat don't heat on the floor. The floor, the pipes is rot with big burlap bags plumb on through. Sometimes it'll freeze, and we have let it freeze.
Is that burlap bag just the same thing as the tow sack?
Yeah, that's the same thing, burlap. But some of them's thicker than others, you know.
You were talking about molasses before and lard before. Molasses and lard in a store, probably made your own, but if you ever see it in a store where they have the molasses or lard up there, if you're going to buy it in a
Now when I was a boy, they brought lard in barrels with wooden tubs. And then later on they got 5-6 gallon tin cans.
Uh-huh.
And molasses was a thing you couldn't see. You had to put them in, if you ever sold any, you had to put them in glass fruit jars. When I was a boy, sugar come in barrels. They had big barrels, 40-50 pound barrels. The sugar, there's an old barrel still around here. And then they had a hook on the canvas and set that down over that, you know, keep the flies out of it. And then no screen door.
What was that they had over it, you said?
And just get some kind of canvas, you know, thin, and fix it around this hook that come off of the top of the barrel. The barrel had wooden heads, you know. We had to take that wooden head out, one end to the other of it, and then they'd put that over to keep the flies out.
Was there just one of those on a barrel or several?
Well, there's several of them hooks, but there'd be one at the bottom to hold the wood part in, you know, and up there. Well, if this one up here at the top's the one they'd take off, you see, and then put that canvas on it, and then just cap it right back like it'd come off, you know, but the wood part had to be tucked out so they could get to the sugar.
I see.
The lard was in big tubs, and then they got to putting the lard mostly in tin cans, about 6 gallon cans, I guess, and then people would buy cans of lard, and then they'd use them cans to put the molasses in.
If you were going to pour sugar or a liquid from a large container into a smaller one, say into a narrow, well, if you're going to pour something, you're going to pour something into one of those narrow, those long neck quarts you were talking about, what did you use to?
Funnel.
I'm sorry?
A funnel.
Yeah. And then when you're driving horses, say in a buggy, you have to.
Well.
Yeah. Now, what about did you ever drive those steers, or was that after you were pretty well grown?
Well, I drove steers a little when I was a boy, but I was pretty young.
Uh-huh.
I used to have a perfect yoke of twin steer
when
I was a pretty good sized boy. I wasn't too big, and I had a wagon around them to the store and about.
What did you use to urge them on?
Just get you a hickory.
Uh-huh.
Just get you a long switch, or get you a whoop. Whatever you want to get. But they had regular buggy whips, you know, they were for your buggies. They didn't cost any more than the best ones, it cost a dollar. They had brass brackets around on the best ones. You can get them a piece of this and a dollar. Somebody'd steal them from you. If you went in another neighborhood, the boys here would go over on Walden's Creek, and the Walden's Creek boys would come over here, and they'd steal from us. And we'd go over there, and then they'd come back over here, they'd take their stuff away from them. Because of an eye.
Yeah.